Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am back from the Hall & Oates concert.
Ooh, you just got back?
Well, I knew you were nervous whether I was going to make it in or not today because I was going to be partying all night with my friends, Hall & Oates.
70-year-olds don't party all night.
I found that out yesterday. I found that out.
Great time?
So I had a great time because my wife and I went with another couple that we know, and then sitting also next to us was Will Manso from Channel 10 and Giselle, and so we had fun, and I had not been to the newly redesigned Hard Rock Live. You know, after they made all the changes, made the Guitar Hotel, and they changed Hard Rock Live, I hadn't seen a concert there. It's a gorgeous facility.
Wow. I haven't been there either. It's nice.
It's gorgeous. And but, you know, I said to Solana when I got here today, because you remember Solana and his girlfriend. Solana's 27. How old's Valentina?
27.
27. They were originally supposed to go with me and Lori. We ended up, because they bailed on us, mm-hmm. We ended up taking these friends of ours who are more our age. And I said to Solana when I got here, thank God you did not come to that concert with us last night, because I wouldn't have been able to look at you in the eyes and you wouldn't have believed what you had seen. And because they do happen to be Hall & Oates, 70 and 73 respectively. Now, you would not know it by looking at Hall. Mm-hmm. You'd know it by listening to him, though, which is the main part of the concert.
Did they stay in a 4-foot box the whole time?
They don't move much.
Mm-hmm.
They don't move much.
I know 70-year-olds. Yeah, they're not very agile.
Yeah. Now, I'm telling you, this Hall's hair, oh, I mean, I would have given anything to have that hair when I was 18.
You can have it. That was made by a
doctor.
That was made by a doctor.
That is his real hair.
Is it black?
It is bright blonde. It may not be the real color.
But that's his hair.
That is his hair. And man, does he flaunt it. He's always putting his hands through it.
Every follicle.
I am telling you.
Every follicle.
That is his hair.
Look at you. You're still going for that, huh?
But the problem was, for me, you know, the crowd, it was old.
What?
And I still, like, it's still hard for me to, like, in my mind, like, Squeeze was the opening act. And I never even got to see Squeeze when I was in high school when I was listening to them. And then, you know, the lead singer of Squeeze, he's 64, and he looks 64. And the people that were at the concert, you know, I was young when Squeeze was popular.
You were the puppy at the concert?
So the people that were really there, like,
you were the catch?
It was interesting.
People were jealous of Lori?
Daryl Hall can't hold a note the way that he used to. And he's got a fabulous voice, but he doesn't have it anymore.
So had
a fabulous voice. So he couldn't hit the high notes. And then he couldn't hold long notes. So at some points during a lot of songs, he just didn't sing. Like, I mean, it was known as, we know all the songs. We knew when you were supposed to sing and when you weren't.
Did he pump his fist?
No fist pumping.
Like, what did he do when the note was supposed to be held?
I'll show you some video. It was interesting. It was an interesting night. I will tell you, and I tweeted it out, I think the most successful duo in the house was Hall & Oates. The most productive duo in the house last night was Will Manso and Giselle. So, you know.
Well, you were next to him.
Yeah, so.
You had the seat of the house.
Yeah, so. Anyway, I mean, you know, great place to see a show. It was just a little, like, yeah, at some point you got to read the room and maybe, you know, you talk about it in the world of athletics. Like, mm-hmm. At some point you may not be able to make that cut in the way that you were able to make it. Hall can't hit the cut anymore.
He's not going to make the team.
He's you said sometimes it's okay to start running. It's the stopping that really wakes you up. He ain't stopping.
You know, the honesty is very refreshing to me.
Well, I mean, honestly, thank God Solana bailed, because he would have had material on me for 10 years. For 10 years. I would have had to take him to a Steve Aoki concert. I would have had to go to Burning Man just to get the taste out of the mouth. Oh, my God. It was funny, man. Like, I was full house. There was not a single open seat in that place.
I haven't been to the new, because I know they, I don't know how many
they
hold. I think
it holds about 4,000 or 5,000. Yeah.
And it was packed.
Oh,
good.
Packed. Oh, they can. I mean, yeah. If you go, I have video on my Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. And I also posted a little thread on Twitter. It's Mark Hockman on Twitter. And there's video, you know, attached to both of them. So you can see a little bit of what I was talking about.
Anybody die?
But Solana was surprised by looking at the videos that nobody was standing, right?
Standing?
Solana was like, nobody seemed to be standing or dancing.
I've never been to a concert where everybody, because I get it, like, you're sitting in the nosebleeds or whatever, you're sitting in the second level, you're not near the stage, so you're not dancing. But in Hawk's video, you can see the people who are in, like, general admission, the people who are close to the stage, everybody's sitting. I've never been to a concert where everybody in the house is sitting.
Cartilage wears down at about 60.
Not only are people sitting, but many of them are wearing compression socks.
They gotta circulate. There was some missing feet in that venue.
Also, there's no general admission at a Hall & Oates show. The people in front of the stage, that's not GA, Solana. People are paying hefty price to get up there. It's not. I like that you think the little pit in front of the stage is like standing room only GA. No, those are seats.
So and confused. I mean, why
you can see the people in GA. No, there's no general admission. Yeah, the doors opened and Matilda ran to get the spot right in front of the stage.
But there wasn't one song. Like Hall & Oates doesn't have one song.
Yeah, there were times where everyone jumped up and
everyone.
Everyone. The reason that I didn't.
Everyone.
I didn't.
You can't say everyone.
I didn't. The reason that I didn't post video anytime people were standing was because I hate looking at concert videos where everyone's standing and you can't see. So I actually was waiting for, like, Sarah Smiles, a slow song. But when they did Rich Girl, here's the thing. Like, they would come out and, you know, like, see if you can find Rich Girl back there. Hall & Oates, Rich Girl. Because it starts, I think, with a little keyboard and stuff. And they go into that, and it's like, oh, my God, they're doing Rich Girl. And everybody stands up. But then he can't sing it, so then you just kind of slump back into your seat. You're like, oh.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far.
Oh, so
you
know,
so first, before anyway, he sang You're a Rich Girl, he started with the keyboard. Dun, 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 dun. And then all of a sudden he's like, you're a bitch girl. Then. No, you don't. Wait. You know? Just, he couldn't do it. And the thing is, like, I've seen Barry Manilow before. Barry Manilow cannot hit the notes anymore either. But he doesn't look like he should be able to, because he looks plastic and, like, you know what I mean? Like, you could tell that he is holding on and he's trying hard. Hall really looks spry. Hair looks good. He dresses still like a rocker. Like, you know, he's got this vibe. but then he can't sing. And so it's a very, very, very deceptive.
I almost feel bad for you. I plan on making fun of you, but like this is. This
I loved is, it. No, listen.
This is when I saw Zach Thomas playing for the Chiefs, and yeah, I was like, yeah, yeah. That's not
right.
Zach.
I loved it, though. I loved seeing Squeeze. Again, I wanted to see them in high school, and that was 1985, mm-hmm. and I never got to see them in high school. I got to see them in 2021, and I loved it. It was great. That was very enjoyable for me. I had seen Hall & Oates before, and they're excellent performers. They're the greatest selling duo of all time. That was not an A-plus performance. If I was grading them out, if I was Omar Kelly giving them a grade, it was like a D. It just, they fell off. Now, I don't know if it was one bad night, but it was just, you know, rough.
He didn't even try to sing the words?
Oh, he tried. And then he would get pissed because I would look at the camera was closed in on his face, and he would look off to the side. And I couldn't tell if he was angry at the sound people. Like, I didn't really know if he was angry at something that was going on, but he was angry part of the night. He'd make a face, and then he'd make like a hand signal like he was calling an audible. Then he'd be quiet. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
He wanted to do karaoke.
I don't know. He loved when the crowd was singing along. But he wasn't fooling us. We were just helping him out.
But we've seen it. We saw Shaq in Phoenix. We see it. Like, and you just accept
it. I know.
Have you accepted it now?
No, I'll go back and see them again when they come around. And
a year from now.
Yeah.
Same venue.
I have done that with Barry Manilow for 5 years. Barry Manilow, 5 years ago, I saw the farewell tour. And he ended the farewell tour by saying, "See you next year, Fort Lauderdale." And I said, "Huh, I think I may have been duped here." And then I walk out and I say to my wife and our friends, I go, we cannot do that again because that was painful. And then the moment he announces the show, I'm like, "Hey, Manilow's back, Manilow's back. Get on the site. Let's go. Let's get some tickets." So, yeah, I'll be back. I'll go wherever Hall & Oates goes.
What? You're a real fan. Good or bad?
Or a sucker.
Yeah. Well. I didn't want to say that. True fan, man. Let's stick with true fan.
What a night. What a night. Thank God Solana wasn't there. What a night. I save face. Go ahead. Let's get headlines here with Solana. We do have a lot of stuff to get to today, a lot of sports stuff to get to today. On the program, Mike Cugno from CBS4. We'll talk some Dolphins and Jacoby with him. Don Bailey Jr., he always joins us on Thursdays. We'll give him some funny lines to work into the Central Connecticut broadcast, and we'll ask him about the Hurricanes. Solana is traveling to Vegas this weekend, so we will give him the places that he needs to go and see, because you and I are Vegas veterans, mm-hmm. and we'll get to our Dolphins question of the day, all the other stuff. So let's get headlines here real quick with Alejandro Solana.
The Hawk and Crowder Show is sponsored by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. These headlines, sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade, with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at GulfMiamiDade.com. Florida Panthers training camp begins today.
Yeah, how about that?
Their first preseason game, Sunday, 2 p.m.
That's wild. That's wild.
Is this because of COVID stuff? Or this
no,
is normal?
They're back on the schedule. Because remember, the season start, the Heat too, the Heat have their media day on Monday. The Heat will start in October, but all the training camp starts this is we're already there.
Our time of year.
Woo! Inter Miami, they lost 5-1 to Nashville FC yesterday.
What happened there? I was at the Hall & Oates concert. I saw a lot of angry tweets.
They were without Leandro Gonzalez Pires and Nico Figal, who are two of their three main defenders. And it clearly did not pay off to have two of your three best defenders out when you let in 5 goals. They've been outscored 9-1 in their last 2 home games.
All right.
They pull their goalie?
No. He was there.
Goodness gracious.
He was
somebody,
there.
Somebody texts in, "I saw your Hall & Oates videos, Hawk. Solana, you dodged a bullet."
I couldn't believe it. Like, everybody, it's like if you were sitting in your on your couch at home just watching Hall & Oates on TV, mm-hmm. but you're there live in person. I don't understand why you'd be sitting. Everybody was sitting.
Such a pleasure to sit during a concert. The standing during concerts, sporting events, you can keep that.
Well, standing usually connotes excitement.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Yep, you are right.
The inaugural Formula One race in Miami will take place May 8th.
People are super excited about this.
Yeah, three-day event. It'll feature practice Friday, qualifying Saturday, and then Sunday, the F1 race.
All right.
I'm going to that.
Everyone is excited about this. Like, that's a F1 is so popular because of that Netflix series.
Told you, get into F1 on Netflix. Seriously, it's easy to watch, and it's really fun. It makes racing entertaining.
Right, because you know the personalities.
Right.
Yeah.
Marlins, they lost yesterday. They're off. And tonight, Thursday Night Football, Texans, Panthers, 8:20 p.m. It's on 790 The Ticket, starting at 8 p.m. Carolina, an 8-point favorite.
Appalachian State plays tonight, too.
Yes, they do.
Oh, coming off that game, they got swag.
Appalachian State, 7-point favorite over Marshall.
Later points, App State.
I think so, right?
I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, show a little respect to the Conference USA there, Crowder. That's Marshall you're talking about.
I never will. What conference?
Conference
never
USA.
Never mind, I never will. Conference USA.
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Called 24-7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now. Second day of fall. Tonight the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
We're counting it down, yeah?
We're keeping tabs on
counting
fall?
Counting it down. You think I'm old. You guys keeping track of how many days in fall.
How many times did that conversation happen last night? Hey, listen, you know it's the first day of fall, right?
Listen, if anybody said fall last night, EMT was going to be right there. We were calling it autumn.
Was anyone carted out? Did you see any stretchers?
I did not see any stretchers.
That's always good.
Yeah, it was. It was something. It was something.
Look at you.
It was something.
Man, I knew you'd come in bragging. This is so different for you.
Well, that was really why I wanted Solana and Valentina to go to the show with us because, you know, I want to go like, hey, look, here's some legit musicians, Hall & Oates and Squeeze, and you guys are going to, like, you're going to walk out of there, you're going to want to download all their CDs and stuff. I'm telling you, all I could think about last night was, oh, my God, thank God that Solana bailed on this show because what would I have said? Oh, did I dodge a bullet? Forget about him dodging a bullet. Oh, did I dodge a bullet?
Now we're never going to get invited to his birthday parties. There's no chance.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.